I'm beginning to suspect, now that my mind's had a chance to work over the current state of awareness of the reality of the situation, first of all, to repeat myself, the homemade so-called colloidal generator is producing somewhere around 80% ionic silver and somewhere around 20% particles of silver. So I come in and I add hydrogen peroxide. What does that do? That oxidizes the particles of silver. And then I add the lemon juice, and that probably turns the oxide of silver into ionic silver. I mean, that's what I'm guessing. But only because it was oxidized first. And only, of course, because it was small particles of silver as opposed to anything bigger. So the likelihood of those oxidized those particles becoming oxidized is highly likely, I'm thinking. And then with the action of the hydrogen peroxide, and then furthermore, to take that oxidized silver and turn it into ionic form with the presence of citric acid in the form of lemon juice is probably even more likely. And so what I'm doing is I'm turning 5 parts per million of silver, which might have been only 80% ionic, to more closely become 100%, 5 parts per million of ionic silver. So basically, we've got silver citrate, for the most part, and MSM in a solution of water. And that's the fountain of youth. It sounds too simple, although it's, of course, not silver citrate. It's ionic silver in a solution of lemon juice. Lemon juice is, you know, not quite the same as man-made citric acid. Lemon juice does have a lot of other properties to it, which might lend the notion that growing wheatgrass on a silver platter of soil, potting soil, might be another way of doing something similar. I found that when you feed things to wheatgrass, because wheatgrass has various digestive enzymes inside of its juice to help the digestive process, along with raising the kundalini at the same time, it could very interestingly produce interesting results. You know, in fact, it might even prevent the growth of yeast and mold. Now that I think of it, there would be so much silver there, ionic silver, because you've got the humic acid of the potting soil, especially if you make your own compost and reuse that for your potting soil. It's going to definitely be very highly acidic. I know, because I've had my own compost pile when I was a kid growing wheatgrass, and I used to put dolomite limestone in there along with various other things, and literally the dolomite limestone powder would melt and disappear into the compost. The humic acid was so strong, and the bacterial action or whatever, the dolomite, which is calcium magnesium carbonate, which normally is highly non-soluble in water, would literally just disappear, you know, just into the compost material and become soluble. Anyway, lemon juice is highly acidic, so at any rate, this is kind of like a novel kitchen method of producing what could be done by growing wheatgrass on a silver platter. Of course, you want to make sure it's food-grade silver platterware. But you know, that's very tempting if I had the money. I don't have the money to buy silver platterware to grow wheatgrass on it, but it might work. Actually, no. A simpler method would be to simply fill a tray of potting soil and then run a couple of strands of thin, get the thinnest silver wire 4/9 fine available, which I don't have at the moment, but get the, and then space it out widthwise, you know, cut it in sections the length of the tray and bury it in the soil and put a few of them spaced out parallel with each other to fill out, you know, kind of spread out the width, the dimension of the width of the tray, so that it's somewhat spread out. You know, you're not using silver screen, but you're using wire, and it's spaced out, and, you know, it might, yeah, but see, that's buried in the soil. Well, the mold and the yeast only occurs later on once you uncover the sprouts, and the air gets to it, because I got all the spores hovering in the air. So after the third or fourth day of growth, when I uncover the sprouting wheat, to let them get some air, and because if I don't uncover it, then they'll really develop yeast and mold, or mostly yeast, I think. Maybe when the roots go down into the soil, they'll bring up the silver throughout their plant medium. See, I'm hoping too much. That's a stretch of the imagination. Wishful thinking. Well, anyway, I got a little off topic, but one of these days I'm going to solve the problem of how to grow wheatgrass, and boy, will I be a happy camper. In the meantime, I've got this methodology, which is not bad. You know, when I think about it, no, easier still, get a silver pitcher. No, even better than that. Get a pitcher, let's say it's glass, and put a coil of silver wire in it at the bottom, and then you add the lemon juice and the water and the MSM and hydrogen peroxide, you know, all those things. You do it in stages, and it doesn't even have to be colloidal silver, and it'll be a mess, a massive amount of silver, ionic silver, so much so I'll definitely turn blue. Maybe the wheatgrass will turn blue. Blue-green. Probably. And no mold. Great. You know, I'm telling you, whenever I come up with a solution, there's always a caveat that prevents it from working. Either it kills the wheatgrass, along with the yeast, or, well, at least borax works, but it only kills the mold. Oh, God. I got to give it up. I got to tell you, I do not know how to grow wheatgrass anymore. Mommy! Okay, enough.